Morning.
Now, we can't wait to say goodbye to 2020 and bring in 2021. I guess the big question is, Rose, what is in store for the world, dare we ask? I mean, 12 months ago, did we even think this was going to be a thing? But what is in store for 2021 for everybody in Australia?
Yes, so we're so fortunate that we live in Australia and New Zealand as well. I don't want to leave them out because they've done good work. Things are improving here in these two countries. For countries in the Northern Hemisphere, particularly the UK and the USA, I see things getting worse until mid-year. I've had a lot of dreams and visions about that. But it's like this year, we, any minute really, should start to feel a sigh of relief.
Yeah, right.
Okay, now last time we spoke to you, you had a dirty dream and that sort of formulated what was going on. Did you have another dirty dream this time?
No, worse luck.
I love it.
They happen. Okay, so I'll talk about the spiritual meaning of having sex in dreams. It means that two opposites are coming together. So if you, and you can take that any way you want. And if you have a dream like that, it means that part of your subconscious that you haven't had control of, or you haven't had any power or anything to do with it, all of a sudden you'll get that energy and it'll be available to you. So that first dream I talked about before was about the Democrats winning the election, yeah. But they couldn't get it happening on that day, and they had to come back and have another couple of tries to, you know, to get it on together, and then they win the election. So that was about the delay that we're experiencing, you know. So they're going, Joe Biden will be president in 2021, and I've been predicting that for 2 years.
Yeah, look, sorry, but when you're talking about dirty dreams and everything else, mine comes out completely different to yours. I mean, I'm still single.
So what's the go with, I guess you said that Australia, we're going to come out with a bit of a sigh of relief. Does that mean that people will be back into jobs very soon, that sort of thing?
Yes, I see things picking up. Yeah, sure, there's some hiccups, particularly, you know, February mightn't be a good month for Australia. But overall, 2021, there is a gradual improvement throughout the year. And the other thing I saw just a few days ago was Scott Morrison. I heard the word backpedaling. He's actually going to backpedal on his climate policy, or lack of climate policy, I should say. The other thing is I heard the word summer, and then I saw him in spirit handing out chocolate paddle pots to people. And I,
so he's
going to
be a promotional boy for Triple M then.
I knew that meant that he's going to hand out a lot of sweeteners to the population. So I don't know if it's this summer now or summer at the end of 2021.
All right, let's get closer to home, though. Mackay and the Whitsundays, what do you see for us?
Oh, Mackay. Okay, I'll close my eyes. Actually, when I focus on Mackay, I get the colour yellow, which is all about accomplishment, success. So some new innovative infrastructure projects, which will result in probably more employment, but there's a happiness there.
Yeah, good, because I think our region with tourism and stuff, it has had it quite tough over the last couple of years. So
yeah,
it'd be good to see some sort of new and great news coming into from Mackay Whitsundays. What about Dave and My Breakfast Show? We've been running 10 years together, Rose. In January, is everything okay moving forward? Do we look at new opportunities? What's the go?
Well, you're married, aren't you?
Pretty much.
A lot of people have said that, actually, yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay, so when I close my eyes there, I see a door opening up. Now, there's on the right side here, which means the right way of doing things and the masculine way of doing things, which makes sense with two guys. I see a lot of steps, and that means you've got to take some action steps. So in 2021, I feel like you're going to change direction slightly, tweak the program, like come up with an actual strategy So, you know, you can gain more listeners and that kind of thing. There's some action that you have to do. You won't just go along and do what, you know, same old, same old. Mm. There's going to be some innovative steps you need to take.
Yeah, once you said steps, pass.
Dave's like, no, that's too much work for him.
Yeah.
But that falls into line with what is happening next year as well, so we're really looking forward to that. That's great. Well, look, Merry Christmas to you, and for anybody who wants to get a reading with you, Rose, how do we contact you?
Well, I don't do the readings myself, but I have a psychic network, AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com, so people can always get a good reading there with readers that are all vetted, and I've had readings of all of them. Or come on to my YouTube channel, Absolute Soul Secrets. I do all the horoscopes. I'm currently doing the 2021 horoscopes for all signs at the moment on YouTube. And I had a lot of good feedback about how, you know, remarkably accurate they have been.
Good to hear. Well, as always, it's great to catch up with you, Rose. And I have no doubt you'll know when we contact you next year for another chat, hey? Rose, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Rose, so, what a great great psychic she is. Very talented, too. She knows her stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And then some. So thank you very much for her giving us her time throughout the year, too.
And next year, Dave, for us, new steps, new direction.
No. No steps.
We're just going to keep on doing the same old then.
Well, you can do the steps. I'll just watch.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was waiting for you to say that. I'll have to do all the bloody steps and he reaps the rewards. All right, Jane Day for breakfast. Today's top round, 29, 30 degrees here at Triple M.